The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we hope you enjoy talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors this week like we do. And at the end of the day, we're giving a muzzleloader away from CVA, a fine CVA Optima muzzleloader in camo finish with a scope mount. And you will be enjoying that muzzleloader once you get it and get the optics on it. It is a great shooting gun. So, carried the Acura ML yesterday. That's a little short whatever. I think it's an MR, which is they call it the mountain rifle because it has a little shorter barrel on it, but it's great for being in a tree stand. And I want to thank my buddy Don from an old buddy from Bass Pro Shop. He invited me to his spot down in Dorchester County, and we sat for the morning and enjoyed the sounds of the wild turkeys and I think they were great horned owls. I'm not sure. They didn't sound like barred owls. And let's see, some swans went over, some geese went over. Had four Jake gobblers come in. Young male turkeys. You can see the little short beards, and I could hear them. You know. In the background, I could hear them yelping and calling to each other, and I'm thinking, boy, I hope they come closer. I'd like to see them. And sure enough, one gobbled about, I don't know, 50 yards or something away from me, and here they came. There were four of them in a row, four Jakes, and they were talking back and forth, and they got past me, and one of them gobbled again, took some pictures, took a video. And then shortly after, I thought, boy, there might be a deer back there. I see something moving back there behind those trees. Nope, another turkey. Three hens came in and pecked around the feeder there for a while. The feeder was just about empty, and they were just, picking up the scratch, I guess you could say. And they stayed for quite a while, took some pictures of them. But no sick of deer, no white tails. Dawn got to see a big bodied whitetail right at daylight, little short antlers on it. Of course, it was for the muzzleloader, it was antlerless season, so I was hoping to take a hind at that location, you know, a female, so that I could put some sick of deer in the freezer. Excuse me, did pick up my whitetail yesterday, got some fine cuts, vacuum sealed there in the freezer, and my buddy Chris will pick his up today. Got a couple specialty items. He got some sausage, and I got some bologna and some snack sticks. And so just so you realize, you know, when you go to pick up your deer and you get a bunch of specialty items, you especially jerky, you know, you lose weight in the venison that you think you should get back because it goes into the jerky. And the same way with bologna and the same way with sausage and everything else, because you lose mostly ground meat weight, and you won't have as much of that. You'll still have your steaks and your chops and all that stuff, but you'll lose overall weight if you get the specialty stuff. Just a little tip there when you go to the butcher shop when you get your deer back. So that's how that works. It's, you know, you got to supply the meat to go into the process. So anyway, we got that all done, and I'm headed out today again, and I want to thank my host today, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But I headed out this afternoon for a spot for a nice a hind, so I hope we get some sika deer in the in the mix in the freezer, because that's the one Robin likes. She doesn't like whitetail at all, so I eat that, and our friends eat that, and I give that some of that away to them and people that we know that like it, and then we're good to go. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Good. Did you get out for muzzleloader season?
No, I haven't been. Actually, I'm kind of looking my hunting guard to see what's what. Apparently, I'm behind a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Early muzzleloader season was last Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then it's doe season till today, so you can take your muzzleloader out and take a doe today if you want, but you can't take a buck.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can go get a little meat in the freezer.
Is that with muzzleloader?
Muzzleloader only, yeah. Muzzleloader only, yep.
Hmm.
So.
I haven't got a ride lined up yet, so I don't know if that would take me out or not.
Make some phone calls, buddy. Make some phone calls.
Yeah.
Yep. So. All righty. So. Here we are. So what else is going on, bud?
I don't know. Not too much.
No?
It's just the government. The Democrats are kicking up on Trump, I guess.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's going to happen. It's going to get worse and worse the next few days. But I've already voted, so I've exercised my franchise and my constitutional right as a citizen and as the government of the United States, I have put my vote in for my selected candidate, and I hope a lot of people are doing the early early voting thing, and getting their votes in. That's for sure. So.
Yep, I got to check with my daughter. I thought she was going to go. Maybe.
What's that?
Yesterday. I thought she was going to go yesterday. Maybe it's the day she's going to go. I don't know.
Oh, could be. Could be. Yeah, you better check with her. Figure that out. So get a ride and get out in that deer stand a little bit and see if you can knock down a doe. So
it goes through the election things. Goes through what? The end of the month? Something like that?
Yeah, it does. It goes through the end of the month. The 31st, I think, it cuts off.
Mm-hmm.
And then November 5th is the actual election day.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So, mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's what she is.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell Robin I said hi and all.
I will do that. I sure will. Yes, sir.
So when's the next event around this in the general area that you're going to be to, maybe?
Man, I'm not sure. We don't have anything on the books right now. Hunting season's a little tough. I mean, if guys want things, entered for the record book, it's either got to be last year's or they got to wait their 60 days. We just got an email from a guy, and he's talking to our scoring director, had a 518-pound bear that he wants to get measured, but he's got to wait till end of December to get that measured because it's a 60-day drying period. Same way with a nice big sika deer we saw online that reached out. And, that one's going to be a good one. Anybody, that knows anybody that's killed a nice deer or a nice sika deer or black bear, today's last day of the black bear season. And, they've got to wait to drying period so that either the bear skull shrinks or the deer antlers shrink after they dry out, and then they can get an official measurement. So,
right.
Yep. So that's how that works. Yep.
Well, I wasn't aware of that you got to wait till they dry out.
Yep, a 60-day drying period. Yes, sir, that's for sure. Flesh-free, 60 days, room temperature. That's how that works.
Uh-huh.
So, if you even get your European mount done, which is what Chris and I are doing with these two deer that we got last week, the European mount is, even if it's done, you know, right away when you get the deer, you know, and you take it right away to the guy, anybody to do that, it still has to be 60 days, you know, flesh free and room temperature, air dried. So Chris and I use European Skull Busters over in Glendale. Bob Underwood is the guy that's doing ours, and he does a wonderful job for us, no question. He's done some sick of deer for me in the past, and anybody that is looking for a quality job, we'll send them to European Skull Busters. So we will. So he's even got custom plaques. He does discounts for military, police, firefighters, EMTs, and all that. He himself is a police officer, so he does everything. Whitetail, sick of deer, black bears, coyotes, foxes, predators, wild boar, all the exotics, you know. So that's what he does. That's part of his job. So I've seen his work. He does nice stuff. So I've used him, as a matter of fact, and I'm using him again, so. There you go. Yep. So we appreciate your call, Glenn, and hope you get one.
Yep.
All right.
Well, if not, I'll get the regular firearm season.
Then you'll be able to get out more, yeah.
The regular muzzleloader season.
Exactly. Yep. Well, that's coming.
Yep.
That's coming. So, all right, buddy.
All right.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. All right. Barbara in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning, and I'm feeling great. Getting ready to go to this job where I'm getting out people to vote. They're voting like wildfires. We're talking swamp stuff going on here.
That's great.
I just want to, I'm listening to you because I'm getting ready to go to, I'm a worker, I'm a judge.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm getting ready to do. I have not, in 4 years, I have not seen crowds like what I see right now. I'm talking nonstop. We can't take longer than 30 minutes at a time as far as a break as we're rotating. It's unbelievable. And I just wanted to share that and let you know I've got some deer meat in my freezer, and I've got bear, and I had my first taste of wild turkey.
Wow, good for you. You got a hunter in the family, don't you?
Well, I have friends. I have no hunters in the family.
I got it.
My grandmother was the hunter.
Sure. Where are you calling from?
Here in Baltimore.
Baltimore? Okay, got it.
Yeah. I live in Dundalk, but it's Baltimore. All of it's Baltimore.
Sure.
I'm just so excited about what I'm seeing at the poll. And since you mentioned the voting, I thought I'd give you a call and encourage people to get out there and to vote. The weather's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
The lines may be long, but they're moving fast. Just get on it.
It took me all of about 10 minutes to vote here, and there wasn't much of a line. Even the first day, about a little bit afternoon, lunchtime, and I thought, boy, at lunchtime there's going to be a crowd, but I talked to
– just the county. What area?
I'm in Talbot County, Easton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a pretty active voter base here. There's no question about it. And I talked to the judges, a couple of the judges, and they said, yeah, it's been steady all morning, you know. So that's encouraging.
In your county, that steady means a lot because they're constantly coming, and that's what we're seeing. But we're seeing a few breaks where it's not long lines.
Right.
The other thing that's happened is a lot of people have signed up and are trained. I've been doing this for about 4 years, but we've got a lot of new people, younger people,
uh-huh,
have become judges. You know,
that's encouraging to me. Yeah, very good.
Yes, and we also have younger people who are, you know, like the technical folks that are coming and taking care of our machines when something breaks down. It's getting real quick. They're replacing it very quick. It's just efficient, and it's what I'm seeing right now is about as good as it's going to get for a while, and it's good.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Just wanted to share that because I'm.
Well, you know, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It's encouraging to hear. You know that people are exercising their franchise.
Especially in Towson, really, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The young people, the voting is just unbelievable. Well, anyway, I'm feeling great, and I'm going out to work. talk to you later.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You sound like you're excited. You have a great day. Perfect. Thank you very much. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here are the images of the sheets for everybody that's on the muzzle loader contest. We got you in there, and we're going to pull that number. I don't know if Robin's going to do the thing and call me, or how that's going to work. She's been up all night. They've been still changing her medication and trying to get her straight. So that's good. That's good. We're working. So, all right. Let's see here. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Yeah, we do have to go to break, don't we? Well, you know, it's been chilly some of these nights, and the fireplace has been on in the chilliest part of the night. Now, you know, I got to leave the dogs out. When I leave the dogs out at night, I open this back door. They go out. Of course, they're out there doing their thing, and the door's open for a few minutes, and the room cools off. Well, we have the automatic temperature set on the remote control, and the fireplace comes on, warms it up to the right temperature, and then goes off. It's a perfect system. I don't have to go over there and, you know, I love our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Village. I love it, love it, love it, and you will love yours too. If you need a new gas fireplace insert, electric fireplace insert, a wood fireplace insert, or a pellet, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is the place to go. They are the leading, in my opinion, anywhere in the tri-state, they are the leading hearth and, what do I want to say, hearth and fireplace and stove and hearth dealer in the entire region, no question about it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Robin and I got an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience of the remote, the beauty of the fireplace itself, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Why not stop by? Visit Backyard Billy's, the Hearth America Facebook page, backyardbillies.com, or stop by the shop. They're open 7 days a week. It's a giant place. You'll see a lot to choose from. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500 for any of those inserts or freestanding wood and pellet stoves, even pellets too. You can give them a call and get the service you need. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's the Evans Avenue exit. They're located on Drummer Drive. It's in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, you know, they do have the CVA muzzle loaders, and they have all makes and models of firearms. But we're going to focus on Browning right now because the firearm season is coming up and waterfowl season is coming up. So let's talk about the X-Bolt Hunter, high-powered bolt-action rifle. Comes in all available centerfire calibers, including short magnums and all the magnums as well. It's a bolt-action hunting rifle. It's a satin walnut checkered stock, a matte blue barrel in action, a detachable rotary magazine, and the biggest part about it is the name. It's a Browning. It's got a short throw bolt and an adjustable trigger. Why not stop by and see that particular firearm? Now, if you like an autoloader, the BAR MK2 Safari is an autoloader. BAR MK2 Safari features a traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, and a polished blued and engraved steel receiver. It's got reliable gas piston operation, a detachable box magazine, and it is an autoloader. So, you know, with a quick follow-up shot as needed, you've got it right there. The BAR MK2 Safari, high-powered centerfire rifle. Both of these are Brownings. Both of them are from your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, just off, well, it's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227, which is Lansdowne / Halethorpe. Anyway, 242-6108, 410-242-6108. Been around since 1957. Clyde's Sport Shop is the website, and they're open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, stop by Clyde's Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, let's do a couple folks here. Let's see. Claude and Arbutus. Okay, then Scott, then Joe. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. You live in, you said, Talbot County, right?
I do, yeah.
So what area, like, I mean?
I live in the town of Easton. No, I live in the town of Easton.
Oh, you're in the town of Easton?
Yes.
Okay, so you're Easton Volunteers. Station 60, okay.
Right.
I used to be with Queen Anne Hillsborough, and I'll tell you what, man. I rode on the back of that fire engine on the coldest sites out there, man. And
tell you
what, it was an experience, let me tell you. But anyway, I want everybody to get out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. Do your vote. Make it count. And I want people to stop stealing Kimberly Clasick's sign. She's running for Congress in the 2nd District in Dundalk. She's with WCBM. She's a nice girl, and they're stealing her sign. Old
Johnny
Ozy.
Yeah, I got it. Well, it is what it is. People are. People think it makes a difference to go out and steal somebody's sign.
I just think
that people get way too overworked. I have calmed down a lot. As people who've listened to the show for a long time, I have calmed down a lot, and I just say this: look at your candidate, know what your issues are, research questions that you have on, and see what they say about their policies on their websites. And you are not in this election in particular, in the national election. I look at it this way: you have a very distinct comparison. You have a man who has served as president, and you can look at those 4 years and you can say, was my life better? Or you can look at the current administration and say, is my life better? Okay. And then you can say, well, I don't like that guy because he says mean things, or he makes fun of people, or he does this, or he does. You know what? Okay. I don't like this woman because she laughs funny. You know what? What can they do for our country? What can they do to bring us together? What can they do to improve our life? What can they do to improve our standing as a nation in the world? What can they do to make sure we are safe in our own country? You make that comparison and then vote your conscience.
Who's your congressman down there?
Andy Harris.
Andy Harris. Yeah, he's a good guy.
So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Nothing to do with the outdoors, so we're going to try and stick with that. Thanks for the call. Aaron, who's next? Scott in Denton. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Great. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Just getting ready to do a little hunt this morning. Just pulled off to the deer woods out in Fennelsburg and wanted to join the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
And then just a question. I couldn't find the answer, but... I know it's muzzleloader season. Can you take a bow and shoot a buck?
You can, but you can't carry a muzzleloader with you.
Yeah. Okay. So I can shoot a buck today with the bow.
With your bow, you've got to wear orange. You got to wear your 250 square inches of orange, and it will be checked in, and it will likely be checked in. Now, see this one. I don't know if it's a buck.
I know you can't take both weapons, but...
No, you can't take both weapons, but when you check it in, I don't know if it goes... No, it won't go as your muzzleloader buck because that season's over. So, yes, it'll go against your archery tag.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
So I brought both of them with me just...
Well, you know...
But I can't take them both out in the woods.
No, you cannot. Nope, okay. You cannot. So, yeah, cool. But you got to wear your orange either way.
That's no problem.
Okay.
I think deer are colorblind anyway.
They are colorblind. The only thing that they can see that resembles a color is UV light, ultraviolet light. Yeah. And if you wash your clothes in regular detergent with UV brighteners that make your whites whiter and your brights brighter, you're going to glow. And especially anything that's blue, like blue jeans, you're going to glow to a deer.
Yeah.
That's why when you get these scent-free detergents that you wash your clothes in, it'll say no UV brighteners. That's the one you want.
Cool.
Okay? So, yeah, deer can see degrees of ultraviolet light that we can't see. And you don't want to look like a glowing pumpkin up there in the blind. So. I mean, even though it's Halloween, it kind of freaks a deer out. So,
all right, man. Nice chatting with you.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it. Bye bye. Next, Aaron. Joe in Parkville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
And your lovely bride.
Okay. Improving, but still trying to figure out what the right combination is, because she takes Robin has kidney disease and she takes a lot of medication, and she's just trying to get that balance right with all of her levels and that type of thing. And it's when everything went haywire right before Memorial Day, it's been a long process getting back to where she needs to be. Now she's lost a lot of weight, which adds to the puzzle. So do I take two of these a day or three of these a day to take one of these with that? And so it's she's in constant contact with her doctors, and being monitored on home health, blood work twice a week. Making sure that all the doctors see all her blood work, and guess what? It's working. So she's improving, but nights like last night where she's unable to sleep, that makes it tough, because then she's got to make up for it during the day, and then she gets mad because she misses the day, and it is what it is when you're dealing with something like that. So
you just got to keep struggling with it.
She's going. She's
right side of the dirt.
She's gotten her way through it. There's no question about it.
Well, listen, you tell her, ask her if she heard about the sign that was near the dairy.
The sign that was near the dairy?
Yeah, the sign said, "Get high on milk. Our cows eat grass."
Oh, no!
Kind of dumb, but whatever. Laughter is the best medicine.
That is true. That is true. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get a bunch of funny movies on and watch them, and that'll make you feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, she likes to watch The Saint, the old Saint, Roger Moore. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Perry Mason.
Great TV show.
Yeah, Perry Mason. That kind of stuff. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I watch a lot of, I watch a bunch of Gunsmokes, too, but...
I don't think she's real strong on the Western, so anyway.
Well, they've got their humorous one too, so but
oh yeah, no question.
It's different. But the other thing is that I was gonna say just keep on, and everybody get out and vote, but stop calling those people down in DC clowns, because I'm telling you, I worked as a clown and they don't work that hard. So I resent it.
Okay, it's offensive. It's offensive to clowns. I got it.
That's it.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All right. See you later. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Hey, you know what? Spurry's Tire Service right here in Easton. Yep. Talbot County, as a matter of fact. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They love America. They are patriotic, and they feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Now, they have all the rest. Whatever tire fits your car, your truck, they have it, or they'll get it. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. Your garden tractors, look, they have a fleet of trucks that goes out and does all this farm work. You see these big, giant tires on these corn pickers and these loaders and cultivators and sprayers and all this stuff. You see all those tires on those machines? Well, guess what? Spurry's works on all those as well, right here in all across the county and everywhere else, that's for sure. And Spurry's Tire Service has, if you have any kind of trailer, anything you tow behind, any other vehicle you tow behind, any tow behind vehicle, never mind, any kind of trailer, they've got the tires. ATVs, UTVs, all of that. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on and fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's tires and in the minds of their customers and kept their customers satisfied, including me and Robin and everybody else in the family. 30 years they've been doing it. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. No appointment needed for tires, but call them at 410-822-7384. for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's talk to Mike in Fairfield. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Alan,
hello, Mike.
Barbara and I are just fine, and good morning to you and all of our listeners.
Well, thank you. So what's up?
You know, fall is a wonderful time for the trap shooting season, and
oh yes,
and we're all having a good time. North Carolina's got a shoot going Sunday, and Tuscarora's got one Sunday, and so we're
busy time for everybody, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
Except, you know, those red targets with the fall foliage.
A little hard to see sometimes.
It's a bit of a challenge.
Yep.
But
I watched a little video the other day. There's one on Facebook, and I guess you could find it on YouTube or somewhere, of the clampets shooting clay pigeons. And Jed uses his flintlock, and he shoots one out of the air with his flintlock, and then Jethro steps up with his repeating rifle, and he shoots like three or four out of the air with his rifle. And then Granny steps up with her shotgun, and she says pull twice and takes two with one shot. So they were pretty good trap shooters. But I did say when somebody sent me that video, I said, you know, Jed might not be that good of a shot, because you remember the theme song? He was a shooting at some food, and up from the ground come a bubbling crude. Now, it never said he killed the critter, but he missed and hit the oil. So, you know.
Yeah, I saw that video, and Mr. Drysdale is just going nuts.
Oh yeah, he can't believe it. So, yeah. Hey, listen, buddy, we got a lot of callers, so stacked up here. So I appreciate the call, and keep checking in with us on the trap shooting. Okay.
Yes. There's lots to talk about. This lead band thing is coming up, and
we know.
We need to talk about that some morning.
We will. All right. Sounds good, Mike.
Take care.
You too. Henry in Damascus. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
No, not too bad. I was just calling in and wanted to get my name in on your draw for the muzzleloader.
All right. You're in.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
One other thing real quick, too. My dad, Joe from Whitman, his birthday's today. He turned 70.
Oh, happy birthday, Joe. Welcome to the Big 7-0 Club. Yeah, he calls in from time to time. He sends me text. He sends me pictures of a deer on his deck and everything else, or on the dock. Did you see those pictures?
Yeah,
pretty funny. So
it is. I'm a good man. Well, I can hold you. You have yourself a good day.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
You got it. Bye bye. John in North Carolina. How are things shaping up in North Carolina, John?
Pretty good. How's everything with you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
I had an unusual experience the other day. I took out my muzzleloader.
Okay.
I better check the zero. Haven't moved it in a year, but
right.
You never know.
Right.
First shot came out a couple inches high, a couple inches right. I said, well,
okay.
Let me shoot another one now. It's got a somewhat bad barrel. I'm using Blackhorn 209. Had a misfire. I've never had that happen with Blackhorn before.
Nope.
It's, I fired it, and I'm wearing an ear pro, but I hear click, and very slowly I see some smoke wafting out of the breech to the receiver area. And I open it up after waiting about 15 seconds, in case of just a fire. And the breech face is pretty dark.
Yeah.
So I used a nipple pick.
Yeah.
To open the firing flash hole.
Yeah.
And it must have accumulated debris in there just right. I've
just
never
enough.
Had that happened before.
Right. What kind of primer are you using?
I was using a Winchester 209, not for muzzleloaders, just the standard one.
Okay.
So I put another primer in there, and it went off. But I swear, the recoil was very, very low.
Uh-huh.
So I have to assume that it was a hang fire that burned up some of the powder.
Some of the powder, and yeah.
Didn't do anything and didn't have that much left for the next shot.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I had two unusual shots, three actually, with the scout pistol. And I don't know if it was the bullet. If the powder was sliding by the bullet when it burned, or if it was an underpowered primer, but it would go bloop, and the bullet would go out, and there'd be very little smoke. I mean, the bullet's going down range, but I don't know if it even made it to the target at 25 yards.
That's kind of how I felt about this.
It just went
didn't
bloop.
Didn't have any recoil to it.
No, and everything was gone out of the barrel. I could I checked it. I took the breech plug out, looked there. Empty barrel, so reload it. Next shot, boom. So I can only assume it was. I might have mixed in some of those 777 primers,
right?
Which are not very hot, you know.
They're designed not to move the pellets.
Right, exactly. So
I'm at the end of this bottle.
Yeah,
and I think next year I've got enough to get through this season. Easy.
Yeah.
But I think next year I might go back to 777 pellets.
Well, that's up to you, buddy. Yep,
I mean,
they're good.
No question,
they're good. I shot them for years.
Yeah, they leave the residue, but just
not as bad. Not as bad as Pyrodex.
Yeah.
Pyrodex is
used it. I hear it's filthy.
It is. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's made by the same company. So
yeah,
they're all made by the same company.
Okay, but, and I'll leave you with this. It's a scenario.
Okay.
We've got overlapping black bear season and muzzleloader coming.
Right.
And they overlap until opening day of rifle wear.
Right.
Bear just stops. It's put on hiatus, returns late in the season.
Right.
Two guys go into the woods. One's carrying a muzzleloader because he wants to hunt the deer. That's me. And my buddy is carrying a 270 because he has what I feel is irrational, but not to him, a fear of bears.
Right.
Wonder what the game warden would say.
I don't know.
Yeah, I really ought to call DNR. Well, we've got wildlife resources.
Yeah, you need to do that.
And ask what their opinion would be, because neither one of us want, well, my buddy carrying the rifle doesn't want to be hassled.
Right.
Anyway, I hope you have a great season. And
all right. You do the same. Well, I've had a great season, you know, so far. So
yeah.
Got meat in the freezer and made a nice shot with the CVALR. Almost 100 yards, and the deer never made it, you know, 50, so I'm happy with that. Shot straight through, power belt 300 grain, 100 grains of 209, and I think it was a Winchester primer, so
yeah,
or maybe it might have been a CCI. Might have been a CCI. So
when a deer gets hit by a 50 caliber bullet, it does
change
their future.
Yes, it does. Changes our future.
All right.
Removes them from the landscape. Thanks, John. See you, buddy. All right. Let's see. We need to do our commercials, don't we? Okay. Well, callers are okay. We have no callers. Great. All right. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's, and we'll revisit the fireplace scenario there with the cold weather coming. We've had some chilly weather. We've geared up the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. It works with a remote control. You set the temperature you want in the room, and if it gets colder, the fireplace comes on, and when it reaches that temperature, the fireplace goes off. Isn't that amazing? I love that. So if you have an old fireplace that you never use, get an insert put in there from Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You can choose gas, wood, pellet, or even electric if you prefer. Why not? We selected that Enviro EX35, and Hearth America did the installation, and they've taken care of us with great service. But they do, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And not only the inserts, but the freestanding wood and pellet stoves from a number of different brands and a number of different styles to fit your lifestyle. So if you need, you know, primary source in a room or alternative source in a room, well, or secondary, backup for your house, check out Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You'll be glad you did. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Backyardbillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500 is the phone number. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week right there off Route 50. Exit 44B. Excuse me. You'll see them. You'll see all that stuff in your backyard before you make the turn on the exit there. But it's exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Get off the exit, stay right, turn right on the first right at Drummer Drive, and you are there at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both.
Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's the end of the first hour. Man, we had a lot of callers. Thank you very much. A lot of folks got entered in the muzzleloader contest. We're going to make an announcement here at the end of the hour. Aaron, if you can remind me, we need to make an announcement for next month's contest, okay? All right, that sounds good. A lot of folks entered by email. You can do that as well. Get in on this month. And I think whoever enters today by email is going to be carried over to the November contest as well. Now it's time to say get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. We'll see you in a few minutes.